BBC News with Julie Candler. There's been widespread bipartisan condemnation of a suggestion by Donald Trump that November's presidential election could be delayed. Mr. Trump said the vote would be the most inaccurate and fraudulent in US history because of postal voting, but gave no evidence for his claim. Senior Republicans said the election had been set in law and wouldn't be moved. Democrats called it a desperate attempt by a losing candidate. The former US President Barack Obama has said there are still people in power who are trying to discourage voting by closing polling locations and targeting minorities. Speaking at the funeral of the congressman and civil rights campaigner John Lewis, Mr. Obama appeared to refer to Mr. Trump's earlier tweet, saying there were even people undermining the postal service in the run-up to November's election. At least 15 people have been killed in Afghanistan in a powerful car bomb blast in the Logar province. The explosion came on the eve of a ceasefire declared by the Taliban during the festival of Eid. The British government has reimposed some coronavirus restrictions in parts of northern England in response to an increasing rate of transmission. The Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, said separate households would not be allowed to meet indoors in Greater Manchester, East Lancashire and parts of West Yorkshire. Tens of thousands of people have turned out at the capital of Belarus for a rally by the opposition figure Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya. She's standing in next month's presidential election against the long-term authoritarian leader Alexander Lukashenko. Her husband has been jailed. The US space agency NASA says its latest mission to Mars is running on essential systems only. The launch of the Perseverance rover a few hours ago was successful, but officials said shortly after liftoff it had entered a safe mode due to unexpectedly cold temperatures. BBC News.